As a first aider, one of the most important tasks you will perform is taking a casualty history. This involves gathering information from the casualty about their medical history, allergies, medications, and any recent illnesses or injuries that may be relevant to their current condition. The use of the acronym sample can be helpful in guiding your questioning and ensuring you obtain all the necessary information. S is for signs and symptoms. A is for allergies. M is for medications. P is for past medical history. L is for last oral intake. E is for events leading up to the incident. Let's break down each element of the sample acronym in more detail. Signs and symptoms. Start by asking the casualty to describe their current symptoms. Are they experiencing any pain, discomfort, or difficulty breathing? Have they noticed any changes in their body or behavior? This information can help you assess the severity of the situation and determine the appropriate course of action. What are the signs you can see? Are they suffering from cyanosis? Is their breathing rate slow? Once you have all of their signs and symptoms, it's much easier to treat a casualty. Symptoms are what a casualty feels, whereas signs are what you can see. Below is a table of common signs and symptoms. Please pause the audio and take some time to read through it. Allergies. Ask the casualty if they have any allergies or hypersensitivities to medication, food, or environmental factors, such as pollen or animal dander. If they do, note the specific allergen and the symptoms they experience when exposed to it. This information is critical for preventing further harm to the casualty and ensuring appropriate treatment is administered. Medications. Ask the casualty if they are taking any medication, both prescription and over-the-counter. Note the name of the medication, the dosage, and the frequency of administration. This information can help you determine if any medications may be contributing to the casualty's symptoms or if they need additional medication to treat their condition. If you do not know what a medication is for, ask the casualty, 111, or the emergency services if they're called. Past medical history. Ask the casualty if they have any past medical conditions or surgeries, and if so, note them. Also, inquire about any family history of medical conditions, as this may be relevant to the casualty's current condition. Last oral intake. Ask the casualty when they last ate or drank anything and what they consumed. This information is particularly important if the casualty is experiencing nausea, vomiting, or abdominal pain, as it can help determine the cause of their symptoms and the appropriate course of action. Events leading up to the incident. Ask the casualty to describe the events that led up to their current condition. Did they experience an injury, fall, or accident? Did they suddenly develop symptoms, or did they worsen over time? This information can help you determine the cause of their symptoms and the appropriate course of action. Other considerations. In addition to the sample acronym, it is also important to ask the casualty if they have any relevant information they would like to share. This could include any concerns or fears they have or any additional information about their medical history that may not have been covered by the sample acronym. Taking a thorough and accurate casualty history is crucial for effective first aid treatment. It can help you assess the casualty's condition, determine the appropriate course of action, and provide important information to medical professionals if necessary. Remember to use the sample acronym as a guide and to ask the casualty if they have any additional information they would like to share.